Let's pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Picture this. Two little girls. One very dark-skinned, long cornrows, big smile on her face. Another exactly opposite. Strawberry blonde, freckles as pale as you can be. Both of them, arms around each other. They met each other a week ago at camp. And now they can't separate. If you love me, love one another as I have loved you. Two little girls. That's an image that is true that I have seen. Love one another as I have loved you, and I will give you an advocate to be with you. So, what is an advocate? An advocate is someone who is looking out for you. An advocate encourages and supports. An advocate speaks up for you. An advocate is sometimes just willing to hang with you. An advocate has your back. An advocate has invested into your future. An advocate will not give up on you. Now just pause and think about those things. An advocate is someone who looks out for you, encourages and supports you, speaks up for you, hangs out with you, has your back, invests in your future, will not give up on you. How does that make you feel? That's what our advocate, the Holy Spirit, the gift that Jesus has given to us, does. And we become the hands and feet of this advocate. So Jonathan and Jordan and Joe, as you go out into the next steps of your life, into the parts that might be a little scary, but you're not sure, know that you have the hands and feet of this advocate that holds you and supports you. We are the hands and feet of Christ. Jonathan actually did my whole sermon. He did the sermon. That's what it's about. The hands and feet of Christ. And not just for those of us gathered here, but for everyone in the world. How can you be the hands and feet of Christ? There's a commercial or a Facebook message or something that I've seen. You've probably seen it too, about these buddy benches at schools where a friend or a young child sits down at this bench. And if somebody's sitting on that bench, a classmate, somebody comes up to them and invites them to play. That's the hands and feet of Christ. We are the hands and feet of Christ today and always. That's what our mission statement says. I'm not sure it just says hands and feet, but experiencing God's grace, seeking God's mission, sharing God's love. The hands and feet of Christ. We make friends with this buddy bench. Maybe in the world we need to have buddy benches, not just in schools, because everyone needs a friend. Everyone needs someone, and that's what the advocate is. We need to forgive others. We need to share food and other stuff. We need to help people when they need it. We need to be the hands and feet of Christ. Another word that's used in this text is paraclete. A paraclete is the advocate. And you remember what the advocate does? The advocate is always there for you. Literally, it means one who advocates in court, but relationally, relationally, it's those who help and comfort and encourage. So another way to look at it, come alongside with me. Be the hands and feet of Christ and come along a side of me. There's another story that is about this lady was from, I think she was my second church. She didn't have much in the way of material things. In fact, she had very, very little. But one thing she always did is she was very, very generous with her time. She volunteered at I don't know how many places. She worked with children who needed help. She worked at the local prison. She went on nursing care visits to make sure that somebody who didn't have a visitor had a visitor. And so one time, and she did all this very quietly. You didn't know that she was actually doing this. And so once I figured it out, I asked her, I said, "So, Sally, why are you going all the time and volunteering?" And her reply was, "I learned generosity. I learned generosity as a lifestyle of giving of myself. From my family, from my church, from the world. I learned it, and I want, that's who I am." She was the hands and feet of Christ. What about us? What about us? Are we teaching that generosity of being the hands and feet of Christ? Are we giving of our time and our talents to be the advocate for others? You see, this is good news, this advocate that's being sent to us. This is great news, in fact, because we're never going to be alone. It calls us into action. It helps us know that there's always somebody caring. We're trusted and we're chosen by God. So you remember those two little girls? They were being the hands and feet of God together. How are we being the hands and feet of God? How, as Jordan and Joe and Jonathan go out into the next steps of their lives, how will they continue to be the hands and feet of Christ? How will all those little ones that sit up here, how will they be the hands and feet of Christ? And how will you be the hands and feet of Christ? It's not always easy, but it's what we're called to do and be as followers, as disciples, as friends of Jesus. And thanks be to God that we are. Amen.